The day after Easter. It is the day after Easter. Many refer to it as Easter Monday. Yesterday, we believers had an amazing day of church services, worshiping, and celebrating the risen Christ. We heard great sermons and thanked God individually and corporately for the miracle of miracles that changed the world and changed each of us. We heard these heart-stopping words again. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Matthew 28:6. Keep it going. The celebration should not end. Every day should, in fact, be a resurrection Sunday. Live like the changed people you are. We daily should live as the changed people we have become because of Christ. Our lives will not end in death, but we will have eternal life with Christ in heaven. Rejoice, be exceedingly glad. Are we living on Monday and every day thereafter showing that difference in our lives? Are we telling the world about the Savior who died for us and is risen? Where are your passion and joy? Does joy in Christ motivate you to tell others of him? Do you care enough to share the gospel message of good news and eternal hope with others? Does your Easter end Sunday night for another year? Has the resurrection changed you? Has it changed you, and are you in turn changing others with your testimony? Clearly, it is the Holy Spirit that touches hearts to cause them to embrace the salvation message. But are we doing our part? Our scripture today is as follows and is clear. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 3:15. The world will ask you about your beliefs. People will directly or indirectly ask why you live as you do. The question is, why do you have joy? They will ask you why you have joy and why you are different from others. Will you have an answer that explains your faith in Jesus? You will find many opportunities to tell others of the countless evidence that he is the Son of God. You will discover many ways to share his great love with others, as he has with you. But will you tell and share? Will you open your heart and mouth and relay how he saved you and changed you? Will you tell how much he means to you and how much you love him and want to follow and obey God? Do you tell how you ask God for forgiveness of your sins through Christ? Will you ask them to do the same? Will they see your joy? This is your job and your joy. This is the work of Easter, and it is your work. It is your new beginning, and it is glorious. Share Jesus each day. The joy is just beginning.